Stock picks very quickly, gentlemen. David. Great.
I could buy anything today. I haven't even thought about it, etc., because everything's going up. It's so difficult to try and identify any particular business. I must tell you that I have been impressed by where commodity prices are going. And for the first time in a long time, I'm not averse to things like Anglos or Billiton at these kind of levels. I think they present, you know, fairly good value. And I think this has still got some legs in it. And will continue. You know, I'm on Wayne's side. Just be careful of commodities. You know, they can just turn you upside down and spit you out. You know, so play this carefully. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like the warnings on a box of matches. Yeah.
Wayne, how about you?
I was going to go for a big discount share, nice bass, but after talking about Long for Life, there's another big discount share. Why not? There's a big discount to NAV there. Hmm.
Can I just ask you about NASPA? So the whole point of the process unbundling was to narrow the discount.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was never that. It was to actually list. It was partially to the process listing was never going to narrow that discount meaningfully. Never.
Okay, well, we'll have to pick this up next week, I'm afraid. David Wade, thanks as always for joining us on the show. David Shapiro is from Sasfin Securities, Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments. Alicia will be back tomorrow evening to take more of your questions. Have a good night.